I think a lot of people, when I start talking about shame, they'll say, yeah, I felt that. And they'll say things like, it's very deep. They're pointing to the unconsciousness of it. So when we developed KI, as you know, we've developed ways to pull up some of those unconscious things. So shame itself, it's like, yeah, it's a feeling that may come up every now and then. But to go into inquiry about it, there's lots of words and pictures that go with that. And so we developed inquiries, as you know, that would pull them up. And that's where I think it is. Yeah, you want to be with it. But when shame is driving your life to a certain degree, it does help to be a little bit more proactive around that, to get into those deeper layers. Otherwise, it continues to run the show, especially around addictions, but around a lot of things. So just making sure that people feel safe, that's always an issue with our work. Make sure they're safe to feel in and look at different things. But then to use some inquiries when they feel safe enough to pull some of those layers up that they can't see. And there's inquiries that we have that will do that, as you know. And then, again, letting them witness that, come and feel that, and then rest, and then being in presence and feeling, okay, and then are you ready to go deeper? Do you want to go deeper or do you want to stop?
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.